RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Got a question for the people that we're going to bring up in about 8 minutes or so. It's something we were kicking around yesterday that I think should have an interesting response to the question as it relates to football. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Same number to text as well. Joe is in Gros Isle. You're next up here, 97.1. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Gator. You know, over the years, pass interference used to be objective, obvious, everybody knew it. Now it's morphed into so subjective, especially offensive pass interference. When they call that pick play now, where a guy's running a route, all that somebody's got to do is run into him. Whether he's pushing off or not, all you got to do is bump into him and say, I couldn't cover my guy. That is the most ridiculous call in sports, and it's cost the Lions two games this year and the shot in the playoffs. That they need to revisit that in particular. It used to be clever scheme play. Now they're calling that offensive PI, and it's a joke.
Well, it's one of those calls that, I mean, I could see either way. I do think the teams do it specifically to try to get a pass interference call on the defense, and I think the referees have gotten wiser to that. And I think there are times that absolutely it's an offensive interference, that they're just – it's a pick play, and I don't – you know, picking somebody is, it should be illegal.
Well, it should be, but when Tesla's running his route and the other guy who's covering St. Brown runs into Tesla because he can't cover Brown, hoping to get the offensive PI and gets it, that's an awful call. And it costs the Lions a game.
Well, it is, except, and thanks for the call, Joe, but they were ruling that he was, you know, did he do it on his own? Because it looks like Tesla lowers a shoulder when he gets into it, and I don't know if he's just instinctively bracing for impact or not. Then there are other people that say, well, that the first defender pushes Tesla into him, and then that starts the whole thing going downhill. Whatever. I do think there needs to be clarification with pass interference, and pick plays are particularly difficult to deal with. Ray is in Romulus. Welcome to 97.1. Hey, Ray.
What's going on there? Hey, I just want to preface it. In regards to the pass interference, I played wide receiver in college, pretty good at it. And I want to say this, that the wide receivers and the pros get the calls all the time. From those push-offs, you see it all the time. They extend their arms right before the ball comes, and the refs never call that play. So it's very difficult from a defender to try to stop a ball to get into receiver's hands, if he can push that, and you see it all the time. He extends that arm, I'll push the DB away to get that little space to catch the ball.
Yeah, Ray, just out of curious, when did you play college football?
Oh, I played, this was 89 through 93.
Yeah, it's unbelievable how unfair the rules are for defenders when it comes to pass interference or even just doing their job as a defender. Being a defensive back in the National Football League is near impossible to do it successfully because every rule is stacked against you. It's all in favor of the receiver.
And then additionally, in regards to this is something that your counterpart always says, offense wins championships. That's not the truth. Defense wins championships. Defense carries. You talked about Sam Darnold. See, the Seahawks defense is carrying those guys. Sam Darnold has 20 turnovers. I would take the Seahawks defense and Sam Darnold over the Lions offense and our defense. Okay, it's all about defense. You look at Denver, same deal. You got a young quarterback, but you got a hell of a defense. So if you don't solidify that defense, because that carries no matter where you go. And you just say he had 20 turnovers. Yeah. That's incredible. That's incredible. So, you know, I would take Sam Darnold in a minute in that defense over our team.
Well, the way our offensive line is played, I mean, I would understand that when you've got a healthy defensive roster, that's gonna help too. I think it's cyclical. I think everything is cyclical. I think you shift from one area, you go from defense wins to another area, it's offense wins, and I think now it might be in another transition and it's blended a little bit, and we'll see who ends up winning and why. The best thing to do is have a really good offense and have a really good defense. That sounds like a plan. If you can do that, as far as the Lions are concerned, yeah, it'd be nice to have a secondary, a healthy secondary, and it'd be nice to have a healthy offensive line, or just a different offensive line, maybe is what it's going to come down to. When the offseason hits, you know, a week from yesterday, I think there's going to be some really – I don't know if there are going to be some hard decisions. There'll be a few hard decisions to make for the Lions of what they're going to end up doing. But I think the toughest thing they're going to have to do is rebuilding that offensive line and decide what has to go where. And Dan Campbell he had said about Tate Ratledge that it's the door is still open, or the book is still open, and whether or not he moves to center. Won't happen on Sunday, but in the offseason they're going to think about that and in training camps, and are we going to let Ratledge play center? Even though he's been a right guard his entire career in college and now the first year in the pros. But they did draft him thinking he might play some center, and did play a little bit for a few days in training camp before deciding Glasgow was a center and Ratledge be right guard. But, you know, the fact that the door is still open for that discussion tells me that Graham Glasgow is not coming back. And so they're going to have to find somebody else playing center. Is that going to be Frank Ragnow? I don't know. You know, if you heard what we talked to Jared Goff about it, Jared Goff didn't seem to think that Frank was going to come back and play.
No, that was one of the things that I took out of that interview was this was the one-time deal, I think, that Frank was going to come back. They were close. They needed some help there, and he was going to give it a go. But after, obviously, they found out his hamstring was torn off the bone or whatever it was, that he's
like,
gone,
oh, I didn't
man.
Know. I just thought, that's how tough Frank Ragnow is. He had no, I didn't know it was torn. I just felt a little tweaked there, but I thought we were okay.
Yeah, I haven't looked this up yet, but I'm pretty sure the Lions are the only NFL team in history had a retired player they'd put on IR. That's how bad the attrition's been this year.
That's how bad it's been.
We had to put a retired player on IR.
Oh, man.
It's not even on the team.
I still think there's a really good chance that Frank comes back.
No way. Come on.
I don't know. I don't know if he
seriously? You said really good chance.
I did.
Take that back, dude. I'll let you walk it back.
No.
Okay, really good chance. You're staying with it.
Really good chance.
I'll say less than 1%. So I'm like complete opposite.
Because he's been away. He's had time. Now, I don't know if he had surgery or if that was even an injury that you need surgery for. I don't know. Now, let's say that it is an injury you need surgery for if you're going to play in the NFL, or you not have surgery, you just live your life. I don't know. But
you're sticking with a really good chance, even after hearing Jared say, I don't think so.
Because I think we talked about this earlier in the season. At some point, I think we asked Jared Goff, or maybe it was either Jared Goff, or I know Dan Campbell was asked about Frank Ragnow coming back, and he's like, nope, that ship has sailed. And then 2 weeks later, what happened? Hey, Frank's coming back. Until he wasn't coming back. So, I don't know. I think that, I think there's still a really good chance. Maybe it's just my heart hoping that he's going to come
whatever
back.
Whatever it is, man, you're sticking by it.
Yeah, I'm holding on to it.
I think it's
I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to walk it back. I'm not going to walk it back.
Sometimes we just say stuff that comes out of our mouths. I'm like, hey, maybe you didn't mean really good chance. Because I don't know. Do you know what really good chance means?
Did you say
means?
Really good chance? I did say really good chance.
Okay.
I think better than 60%. But here's the thing. Percentages mean nothing. It either is or it isn't.
Well, it depends.
I mean, there's a probability. I mean, how do you measure probability?
The result
if
is binary.
Back?
Doesn't mean how you get there is binary.
I feel he's going to come back, and I'm hopeful he's going to come back because they need him. They need him badly.
You want to do a long term lunch bet on this?
No, I'm not going to do a long term lunch bet on this.
Well, I mean, long term because you get the full year. I'll give you the full 20.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
26 season. Oh, here we go.
You want lunch?
Yep.
All right, you got it.
Yeah.
You got Woo! It. You got it.
I'm not giving out a cash in on 2027, but that's okay.
Well, I figure there comes a point in 2026 where we can say, all right.
Yeah, if you want to say, you know, if you want to wave the white flag, I'm cool with that, too.
Yeah, maybe I get hungry for Chick-fil-A, too. I'm like, oh, I'll just pay off the bet right now.
All right.
This is how it goes. All right, so yesterday we were kind of kicking this idea. We were talking about it was the Indianapolis game, right? So Indianapolis is at the end of the game, and who are they playing?
Jacksonville.
And Indy is trying to make a comeback. And it's the end of the game, and, you know, old man Rivers is in there. And he was doing okay. I mean, there's nothing great about what Phil Rivers was doing, okay, other than the fact that he's old. You know, 44 years old, and he's still out there trying to make plays.
It's gonna be great when Dennis Quaid plays his Philip Rivers in the Disney movie.
Right, exactly. I promised the kids I would get out there and try. Love the Rookie, such a great flick. If Rivers comes in and they take Rivers out at the end of the game because they're at the 50-yard line, they have one play left, and they have to get the ball to the end zone. So what that is saying is that they don't think Phil Rivers can throw the ball 50 yards in the air. He needs to get the ball in the air. So they bring in Riley Leonard, the kid from Notre Dame, and he heaves a pass up high up in the air and 50 yards deep, and it ends up, I think he got picked off actually in the end zone, but he made a good effort at it. But the point was they trusted Riley Leonard to do that and not the KG Wiley veteran that is Philip Rivers. Because it's apparent Philip Rivers cannot throw the ball 50 yards anymore. And then you were asking, like, how many guys think they can throw the ball 50 yards?
Because it ain't easy. I'm not, like, trying to clown on Philip Rivers, but this is the NFL. You have to be able to throw 50 yards as a quarterback. It's not like, I mean, he's old, but he's not 60 or something. He's 44, right? Average age of maybe our listener. I have no idea. Not ancient, not young.
Right. I would say probably around 40, yeah.
He can't throw 50 anymore. And I asked you, basically, Gator, I'm like, how many just regular guys listening to us think they can throw an NFL football 50 yards in the air?
So we're going to take 10 texts on this, okay? (248) 539-9797. We're taking the 10 texts. And sign your text so we can give you the proper attribution that this is you that is making this statement. Do you think that you can throw the ball 50 yards? Like, how many guys still think that they can't? Or maybe you never could. And you're like, I can't. And you just want to admit, I can never throw it 50 yards, whatever the case is. But text in, because I think this is an interesting question. Plus, I get to inflate my ego a little bit, and I like that. 248-539-9797. This is 97.1.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.